Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A warm bed, a safe place, one small step toward helping people find the services that could turn their lives around. Plans for a new Pennington County health facility are underway in Rapid City. Here with more is Barry Tice. He's director of Pennington County Health and Human Services. Welcome to In the Moment, Barry.
Thank you, Lori. Good morning.
Let's start with the need. Tell me what the services are currently like in Pennington County.
Sure. This idea has been discussed in different circles throughout Pennington County for years. But in 2013, we started looking at 28 individuals in our community who were using a lot of resources. And they weren't really becoming engaged. And when I say a lot of resources, the most expensive resources, emergency room, the jail, emergency medical services, fire department, law enforcement, and the judicial system. And as we tracked these individuals over a year, and we call them cases, there was a cost of $931,000 associated with 28 individuals. And so that highlighted some problems in Rapid City. This was over a one-year period.
Wow.
And I can tell you, with those 28 individuals, five of those individuals are now deceased. Two were murdered. One died from hypothermia, and two died from natural causes that are most likely related to chronic substance abuse. And so that really started the movement on doing something different in Rapid City, and we treat people well, but I think there are a number of us who would agree that this is the United States of America. We don't want to see individuals dying from hypothermia in our community, and just the number of assaults with individuals living out in our community is outrageous. And so there had to be a way to come up with a better solution in addressing individuals' needs, treat people humanely, and really identify savings for taxpayers as well.
Right. So it's interesting to me because 28 individuals have, you know, each has their own individual story. But in this case, looking at those statistics really tells, clarifies that story as well.
It does. Yeah. And it really, when you start looking at the numbers, and I'm a social worker by trade, but I understand you have to start looking at the numbers, and it's pretty astonishing. And 28 individuals, we've been told time and time again, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
The single point of entry concept for this new facility that we refer to as the Pennington County Health Facility, also the Restoration Center, is based on a model out of San Antonio, Texas, the Haven for Hope model. And we're fortunate that our county commissioners in the city of Rapid City were engaged in this idea of bringing multiple services under one roof. And we have a proactive sheriff and a chief of police who want to find alternatives to incarceration and look for individuals who are having a lot of contacts with law enforcement and with some of these most expensive solutions when they may not be ready for certain changes at that point in their life.
Right. So let's talk about the fact that this is a problem that's sort of existed or been on people's minds for years. What's different now in 2017 that gives you hope to say this is something we can make progress toward solutions?
I like the fact that you use the word hope, because I think our community is at that point, and I was born and raised in Rapid City, and it's amazing how we've done very well at collaborating over the years, but a lot of times we haven't identified potentially new solutions because we become busy, and if something's working or we think it's working, then we don't want to make any major changes. And so really our community has become engaged in this. A lot of this has to do with collective impact, bringing people together. And when the opportunity arose across the street at the old NAU college campus, my office, Health and Human Services, and City County Alcohol and Drug have been looking for places to move these facilities for a couple of years, because City County Alcohol and Drug Programs 30 years ago was supposed to be in a temporary location, and now they've been here for 30 years. And so it was time for something different, and as these discussions came together, it really became apparent that incorporating the crisis care center, detox, safe beds, which will be called Safe Solutions, and Health and Human Services made sense.
Tell me how the single point of entry works. You've started, but expand to from a user's perspective, someone who's going to utilize these services, what does it look like for them?
The really cool thing with this is with the design of the building, which is pretty amazing when you get people sitting around a table and say, hey, this is how we think this should be done, and people can draw these images onto paper. Mm-hmm. And so the single point of entry is entering from the backside of the facility, which is located on Kansas City Street. A big purpose behind this is this provides law enforcement a one-stop shop. Instead of taking individuals to the emergency room and taking individuals to jail, their needs can be addressed in this facility. They will be able to enter the back door. It'll be a quick in and out. We hope to get that between, if it was my world, it would be under 5 minutes. It might be 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So law enforcement can come back out in our community. But the other really neat piece to this is individuals can walk in that back door. They'll be assessed by folks in intake rooms to determine what their need is at that moment. So if it's they're in crisis and there's potentially some mental health needs, there'll be the crisis care center located in the north side of the building, which will provide 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days of year, qualified mental health professional, a QMHP. So individuals can work through the crisis they're in. Oftentimes we have individuals entering the emergency room who are intoxicated. They may have had an issue with a family member or a boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, and it's, you know, we're not quite sure if they should be placed at behavioral health or if they just need some time to sober up and talk about the crisis that's occurring. And so this facility provides that option so individuals can move between the different programs. For years, we've accessed some of the most costly resources, placing individuals in detox beds who may not be ready for that next step, and Safe Solutions really opens that door up. It's efficient and it's cost effective.
Tell me about Safe Solutions. How does that work then if someone's not really ready to make the step to make a change?
Sure. So Safe Solutions, because of the discussion around the 28 individuals, as I mentioned, we've been told that 28 individuals is really, you know, there could be 200 to 300 who fit in this category. Chronic, and I hate using the word chronic inebriates, but it's chronic inebriates who may not be engaged in the next step and different life choices. And I've personally been told by a number of individuals that they have drank for so long, and one of which passed away in November, who was I would consider him a close friend of mine. He was 64 years old and had drank his entire life, and he always told me, "I will die. I will probably die from alcohol, but," he said, "I'll never stop drinking. It may slow down the older I get, but I'm never going to stop drinking." And So Safe Solutions provides a safe, secure place for individuals to enter, both as walking in on their own and being brought in by law enforcement, where they can go to bed for the night, go to bed for 6 hours, go to bed for 8 hours, wake up in the morning. Health and Human Services, through our reentry and diversion programs, has, since July of last summer, have been going down every morning between 6:30 and 6:45. Caseworkers have gone down there and visited with individuals at the current 7 Safe Solution beds downstairs in City County Alcohol and Drug Programs. And it's interesting what you learn, and just the number of assaults that are happening is unbelievable. And when people wake up in the morning and their wallet's gone, their shoes are gone, and their friends, they're drinking together, but things happen, and the next thing you know, they're assaulting each other, they're killing each other. And so this will be a safe, secure place, as I said, and individuals will be offered some resources if they would like, and if they choose not to that day, maybe it's the next day. And it's really working on trying to get people engaged in other options.
Barry, how long do you think, now that this process has started, a location has been found, how long do you think before doors open? What are we looking at?
The doors are expected to open March of 2018.
That is not a long turnaround time. That's pretty impressive. You think that's possible?
I think it is possible. Yeah. We're fortunate that we have good contractors over there. The building was built in 3 phases, and so we weren't sure what was going to be located in the ceiling or in the walls, and they're cruising right along. And there's going to be some shelved space for future programming or potential new programming in there. But at this point, it's, it really is the outpatient treatment, detox, crisis care, Health and Human Services, and Safe Solutions. And it's going to be a busy place. Yeah. It's exciting, though.
Barry Tice is Pennington County Health and Human Services Director. And Barry, we're out of time, but I just have one last question for you, just very briefly. What does it mean when you said your friend, said he would never stop drinking? What do you think a place like this could have provided for someone in his situation?
I think it provides us an opportunity for people to die with dignity instead of outside. I think at somewhere in every person's life, they decide they want to do something different, and this opens up that possibility. And just by continually having interaction with individuals and letting them know what exists and what programming is available, and getting people engaged in basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, is necessary. And so I think that's where these changes can occur. I shouldn't say I think. I know that's where it will occur.
Barry Tice, thank you so much for your time. We'll keep in touch on
thank
this
you.
Project and more.